So next patient is Paul Chavez. No, Raul, R-A-U-L, Chavez, S-H-A-V-E-Z. He was born 11-7-76. Today's 10-5. He comes in today with increased blood sugar, number one, number two, increased A1C, number three, non-compliance, number four, low testosterone, number six, low vitamin D, number seven, has had a family history of colon cancer, number eight, has issues with shortness of breath at rest, number nine. He also snores a lot and quits breathing for his wife, number 10. Leg sometimes hurts, number 11. Leg sometimes is numb, number 12. Weight is up a few pounds with history of fatty liver, number 12. As one time she was told, he was told to get a sleep apnea, but he has not done so. Number 13, he needs to be evaluated. Next number, strong family history of stroke reported. So our patient is a 46-year-old truck driver, lives at home with his wife. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink any longer. He comes in today with above-mentioned issues and problems for the past week to few months, period. A paragraph, his last blood sugar showed his triglycerides 218. He's not taking his fenofibrate on a regular basis. His blood sugar was 210, A1C was 8.7, testosterone 161, vitamin D was low at 20. So COVID immunization, did not get COVID immunization. Oh, no, he did get COVID immunization. Medical issues, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypogonadism. Medication C list, that's updated. Went over the list with patient. Also put BPH. Surgery, no recent surgery reported. Family history, hypertension, diabetes, colon cancer, most recently. And he just found out his uncle has colon cancer. Review of system as above. Social, we talked about that. He's a truck driver, no smoking, no drinking. Allergy none, 219 pounds, 97%, 98.7, 16, 106, 139 over 92. Heart positive, small positive, still lung to clear. Album soft mix, rigidity, skin shows no rash. Or because of cosmopolitanism, logical non-focal. Number one, increased A1C. He tells me that he's definitely not compliant with his medication. Next number was going to keep him compliant for the next 3 months. Next one was check A1C in 3 months. Next one was eye doctor needed. Last time his eye doctor was 2 years ago. Next one was colonoscopy needed with a positive family history of colon cancer now. Next one was shortness of breath, diabetes, and age 46. Makes us want to do a stress test right away. Refer to cardiology for that. Next number, refer for colonoscopy. Next number, low testosterone. At one time he was getting replacement, but not anymore. I'm going to start him on testosterone cypionate, 200 milligram per cc, half a cc every 2 weeks. Next number, check PSA. Next number, check lab work in 1 month. Next number, sleep apnea study needed, ASAP. Next number, history of fatty liver. Next number, meds refilled. Next number, I went over his meds one more time to make sure he doesn't stop taking them or doesn't change them. Next number, he promises to do better as far as his non-compliance is concerned. Next one is add vitamin D. Next number, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next one is echocardiogram. Does show right ventricular hypertrophy. Next number, PVD, very mild in the lower extremity. Next number, went over his findings one by one. Next number, thyroid appears stable compared to a couple of years ago. Next number, return in 1 month to 6 weeks. Actually, three months to check A1C, to check PSA, to check testosterone. Thank you.